Hi, this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
Drivers, start your engines!
And here we go!
720 WGN, Chicago's voice for the Indy 500, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we are in May, the man with his hand on the pulse of so much of that action. It is more action than ever before, maybe, leading up to the 107th running of the Indy 500. It is the president, J. Douglas Bowles. Doug, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me. I think I was supposed to be on with you a few weeks ago, and I missed you. But, yeah, glad to have time to spend talking about the Indy 500 with you.
It's because you are only one. They have not perfected the cloning of Doug Bowles yet. And I got to say, we've been talking with drivers and the people with the CW and Vice, and everybody's working to make this bigger and bigger and better. And I got to say, as big as it is, the largest spectator sporting event one day in the world. Do you feel it, Doug? It feels bigger than ever.
It feels bigger than ever. You know, our ticket sales for this year are better than last year. Last year was a record year with the exception of our 100th running of the Indy 500. And, you know, just the, it just feels like every year there's some momentum. And, yeah, the 100 days show that CW and Vice are doing is really helpful for us in terms of showcasing our drivers outside of the race cars and maybe getting other fans who don't know they're going to be IndyCar fans excited about the sport. So we're really excited about the lead into the Indy 500.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about it. So in May, and there is so much that happens outside of what happens specifically on the track on that day. Talk a little bit about the May things leading up, the Grand Prix, all sorts of excitement happening as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people obviously know us for the Indianapolis 500, and which is great. But then we have so many other activities that lead up to it. And really, there are three full weekends in the month of May that are all about racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So next week, we kick off with the GMR Grand Prix. So that's the Indy cars, the cars that will run in the Indy 500 on our road course. So they use part of the oval, and then the rest of it's on the infield. So that kicks things off, and then we go right into practice for the Indy 500. And then qualifying weekend last year was spectacular with just the speeds that Scott Dixon was able to achieve when he sat on the pole. And then we roll right into race weekend, you know, Carb Day, our Bryan Adams concert, you know, the party that is Friday before the Indy 500. And then race day on May 28th. Just can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be, wow, it's going to be so cool. And all the reasons why, and we can't reinforce it enough, because it was a virtual sellout last time. And if you want the tickets, you want the tickets that you want some choice in that, you got to go ahead and get them early because of all of the anticipation, the lead up, the hype, the media that is around it. And talk a little bit about that, because it is one of those things. This is a great sporting event. As there's so many stories in the news about how it's getting more and more expensive to attend things, the Indy 500 with a paying adult, right? Kids are free.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things. I actually had this conversation earlier this week with some business leaders in the city of Indianapolis who end up buying some tickets online on the secondary platform and asked us, you know, why don't you raise your ticket prices? And we really tried to stay focused on making it a value proposition for families. So many people that sit in the best seats in the venue, and there's so many of those best seats in the venue, but so many of those folks, you know, that's, they save their money all year to sit in those seats. So unlike other sporting events where you're paying thousands of dollars for the best seat, our top price on a seat is $275. You can do a GA ticket and get in the infield for about $40, and you can bring 15 and under with you for free, as many as you can pack in your car. So, and we let you bring your cooler, right? So we're trying to do everything we can to be fan friendly and make sure that, that people that want to experience the Indianapolis 500 can.
It's an entire month of sort of pre-race festivities, but you had mentioned too, and you've said it a number of times, that 90 seconds before the Indy 500 is one of the greatest, maybe the greatest moment in sports, right? So before the green flag even drops, you've got that. And I just cannot reinforce it enough for the listeners. There is so much excitement, anticipation, pageantry, right, would be a word?
Yeah, absolutely. It is the pageantry that makes the Indianapolis 500 so special, that lead up into the Indianapolis 500, those 30 minutes that, you know, where we're talking about celebrating men and women who've served our country, singing Back Home Again in Indiana, all those things are what make it so special. You know, I tell people the Indy 500 isn't a race, it's an event, and you have to come see it. Even if you're not a race fan, there's so much for you to do there and to experience. And it's one of those, it's just one of those bucket list events that people have to attend. But my favorite time of the year, those 30 minutes leading up to the Indy 500, and certainly those 90 seconds of back home again in Indiana.
Yeah, and think about this, too, is you mentioned people are going to be there for all those weekends, but then, of course, that race week. And so the experiences there on the track and all of those things with the music and for the fans. But now you guys, you're elevating the food scene. I know we're not going to be able to go into all the details, but there are things in motion, right, to bring a lot of the flavors of Indianapolis, some of those best flavors, to that race weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been trying to work more and more over the last few years with local restaurants, local chefs, local, a lot of local businesses, honestly, in everything that we do. We're trying to support the community and the state that supported us. And there are some great flavors. In fact, we kicked this weekend off with a mini marathon. So 35,000 people running around the city of Indianapolis, and they actually run around the track about halfway through that mini marathon. And then later in the evening, we have a big party to raise some money for our IU Health Foundation, which is our hospital partner. And that features about 50 different chefs from around the city of Indianapolis. And it's a good way to kick things off. And some of those folks will be around through the month of May at coffee. We are going to have every day a couple options for folks when they come to the Speedway. That's some local coffee brewers. And it's just about celebrating being a Hoosier.
Yeah. Don't think about it just like that. Of course, you have so many fans around the country. It is a global event, right? Everybody kind of makes their way there in the Chicagoland area. So many fans in the Chicago area that think of themselves as Hoosiers for that day, for that week. And of course, big fans of racing and WGN Radio. We will be doing a live radio broadcast leading up into that race broadcast that we'll carry on WGN as well. So, Doug, we know you're driving. We know you're tirelessly supporting the race and, of course, all of those great activities. Before we let you go, give the information out for tickets, for all of the kind of things so people can get in on things and lock in their seat for everything.
Well, absolutely. First of all, you touched on a little bit. We do have 35 different countries represented. Every single state in the United States is represented in our grandstands on race day. But there is not a bigger market for Indianapolis in terms of supporting the Indianapolis 500 than the Chicago area market. And the relationship with WGN, as longstanding as it's been, your tireless help in promoting motorsport across the board, but certainly the Indy 500. And we have race car driver connections and team connections with Dale Coyne Racing to the Chicago area. So it's like second home for us. Jim C., who sings for the Blackhawks, is part of our pre-race, so I do love the connection with the Chicago area, so thanks for that. But any information, IMS.com is the best way to go get it on our website at IMS.com and follow all our social media. And look forward to seeing a lot of the Chicago folks down in Indianapolis over the next few weeks.
Doug Ball is the busiest man in sports for the biggest and greatest spectacle in racing. So, Doug, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything. Look forward to seeing you in the coming weeks and, of course, for the 107th running. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.